Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's like a Friday happy hour right now. Neither of us have poured any alcohol, but do you need it?
I honestly, at this point, I'm so tired today. It is a Friday. Even though it's a 4-day week, it just felt really long. And it's because
4-day weeks are the worst.
It's because I'm writing report cards and they're due on Monday. And it's 2 pages per kid. So it's stressful.
That is a lot for you. But 4-day work weeks, I feel like they always feel a little bit longer. It's nice to have the day, but then you're like catching up and there's things to do. There's places to be. There's meetings to go to. There's report cards to be written.
Totally.
And now it's Friday.
But
now
thank goodness it's Friday because we need to hear all about your Wednesday night at the official Vanderpump Rules season 11 premiere party.
There was a season that started. that sure. we'll be starting.
Scandoval.
Yes. I got to tell you, I feel like I don't even know. First off, Bravo did like a fabulous job. They rented out the Palladium, which if you've been to LA, it's like a concert venue. I will start off and say there was no surprise DJ set, nor was there a Tom Sandoval on the most extras.
I mean, that was a great idea on your part.
It was, but I understand.
The talent had to talent. They had to take the night off. They had to schmooze. They had to take pictures.
Truly. And so my friend Saf and I went, Saf, friend of the pod, and we like got there. It was, I mean, truly like a really nice event. Like
Pumptini's flowing.
So they had, so you could like buy tickets there. They had like a GA and a VIP section and like, thanks for making me VIP. Love that for me. You know, it's totally. Just once you go VIP, you can never go back. You can if it's a free ticket. You could go wherever they ask you to go when it's free. Okay. But thankfully it was a VIP ticket. And so we were like in this section and we were kind of like wandering around, just like seeing what was going on. Like they had a bunch of different like photo activations. Like the cast at one point had, they were all like, there was a tent outside with like all like the red carpet area and, you know,
step
like,
and repeat.
Yeah. The step and repeat where they were doing, a bunch of them were doing interviews like when we arrived. So like we went in and it didn't feel like overcrowded in a way. Like it was nice because it was so spaced out the way that they
set it up. Invitation only.
Yeah, no, it just was like lovely. There was like all this stuff. Yeah. So then they had different bars that
because
you, could, like,
you were also a little bit nervous. You were like, are there going to be seats? Because you knew it was a concert venue. So you were, I couldn't figure out
because it's a GA concert venue usually. So like, you go there knowing you're standing. So like, I was like, I don't even know what to wear because it's like, if I'm standing, I don't want to be in like a booty or heels.
I kind of got like a Paige vibe from you. You had like a cute little bow in your hair.
So I had a pony with a bow. I had like an off the shoulder sweater. I was wearing like my leather leggings. And then I just put some docks on because, you know, flat ground.
Gotta be comfy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. But totally. There were high tops, there were couches, there were tables, like there were reserved areas, not for me, just definitely for the cast. So we got like a drink and then it was like funny. Though,
are the drinks free?
They were free. I believe if you, then GA, you did have, like you got tickets for drinks, but then the VIP, they were free.
And they could, what were they like called?
They had a couple of drinks. Mm-hmm. And of course, I can't remember. There was like a Pumptini. One of the drinks was like named after Ariana. And I cannot remember the name of it. It's like her popular one from the drink, from like her new cocktail book. And is this, the name is escaping me right now. Like
Single AF or something.
No. Yeah. No, it was like Make You Hotter. I don't know. But anyways, so they had like three theme drinks, but then it was a full bar too. So you could get whatever you want. And then they
had some snacks.
They had some past apps, but I will say, these nights, sometimes I'm like, I need you to pass me the apps more.
Right. I don't think people in LA eat. So
it's tough. It's tough for someone who does eat.
You gotta have your pre-dinner.
No, but they did. So like I was hunting down some past apps. And then it was cute. Then they gave like popcorn, like little popcorn buckets out. Like
super cute.
So, you know, I was like,
it sounds like a mini BravoCon to me.
I haven't been, so I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But,
well,
but no,
they were not passing apps, but, well, I wasn't in the VIP.
Yeah. So we had, so they had like popcorn. So I was like, great, I'll like snack on this popcorn during the premiere or whatever, you know? But
very LA like, of you. Popcorn's LA. For dinner.
Yeah. But no, after we were like, we got to remember to eat at these things. Like we need to remember to eat at these things. Cause you know, it's like, I'll say like at the Vanderpump finale, like they had like a full, like it was like coursed out meal. At the finale last year. It was at Sir.
Oh, right.
So yeah, I just didn't know what to expect. But so then it was like funny. So like in the beginning too, so we like put our stuff and we're like, okay, let's just like, cause you had to kind of like reserve your space. There was like a take-in.
You gotta like
so you
put to, like, down your jacket.
Yeah. So they were like, make sure if you're going to sit here, like just put that this is taken. So like nobody comes and sits in your area. And I'm like, okay, no worries. Like whatever. So then we're like, well, we should go walk around. Cause we kind of walked in and we were not late, but just, it was like it started at like 7 and we were probably there on like 6:30.
You missed the red carpet.
I wasn't invited to the red carpet. And that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. You know, usually you have to be like somebody to be on the red carpet. So they would have said, ma'am, please proceed.
You got invited. Okay.
I know. But so that was that. So then we're like, well, we should go walk around. So then like one of the ladies I was working there was like, hey, are you guys looking for seats? I'm like, well, we have like these seats in the back and whatever. And she's like, okay, well, you're going to sit there. And then, cause like they had all these like cast couches, like in the front, like this, because we were like, oh, those are reserved for the cast. Okay, whatever. And she's like, look, you're going to sit over there. But then once it starts, I want this area to be populated. So I might come grab you and move you to like a closer table. I'm like, okay, great. Like, no worries. You know, we're here happy to be here. Great. Yeah, we're here for the experience. So I was like, we're talking to her. These two girls come up to us. And they're like, oh, my God, hi. Like, we love you. Like, we weren't sure if that was you. But then you posted from here. And they're like these two gorgeous girls. And they say, oh, hi, I'm Audrey. Oh, hi, I'm Dakota. And I'm like, oh, hi, it's so nice to meet you. Like, thanks for saying hi. And then I'm like sitting there. I'm like, you are Dakota Fanning.
The like, Dakota Fanning. I am Sam with Sean Penn.
Uptown Girls. Twilight.
Brittany Murphy.
Like, I just was like, are you talking to me? Like, I was like, all of a sudden, like,
Dakota
as soon as I connected
Fanning
it.
Dakota knows Courtney.
And they were, her, she and Audrey were like so nice. And we're like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? Like, I love that you're here. Like, remember, like, her sister was also at, like, in Paris and Love. She was at the Paris concert too, like, from this season.
Yes.
They're like Bravo fans. And so I was like cracking up, like, I'm talking to them. And they're like, oh yeah, you know, now listen, she could have been just a very nice person, but then she like said that we could sit with them. I was like,
I'm sorry for you in the back. She's like, come sit with me.
Yeah, yeah. So she was like, oh, we've got like these couches. Like, feel free to come like sit with us. I was like, okay.
You're like, okay, Dakota Fanning.
Yeah. And I'm like, Dakota Fanning, you are the most famous person in this room right now. And you're here as a guest for Vanderpump Rules. Like, I'm obsessed with that. Like, I love that.
Sitting with Courtney Frey.
Like, it's Dakota Fanning and it's her friend Audrey and then their entourage of me and Saf. Okay.
I love it.
We're like sitting there and then somebody comes up and they're like, hi, Dakota, did you want to meet Katie and Ariana? We can bring you over to her. And I'm like, you're going to bring her over to them? Like, this is Dakota fucking Fanning. Okay. And then we like look up and they're like, oh, just kidding. They're coming to you. I'm like, as they should be. You know, because now I'm Dakota's security, not right. Paid, not asked for, just, you know, I'm PR, I'm security again, right. Not hired, whatever. So they're like all talking. And then it's like, you're at this point where you're like, okay, I'm like sitting with somebody who's like famous. You're like, I'm not going to like, I don't want to
like,
take
obviously phone. Like Katie and Ariana. Katie and Ariana are like excited to meet her. But sure. You also know Ariana from like going to Watch What Crappens thing. So did Ariana recognize you at all? Were you close enough?
They were like talking. And then we were like, oh, we should, because my friend Savas also worked with them on shoots and stuff. So we're like, oh, you know, we can say like, it's this weird like thing of where you're like, I kind of know you and we've met at certain events, but like,
right.
And, you know, and they're doing their rounds, right? They're like meeting all the fans. They're taking photos. Like, they were very accessible for people, seriously. Like, and they were so, all of them were like so nice, like taking photos with people. Like, we talked to them like at the end of the night. So then we went up to Katie. Ariana was like, she was literally going around. I think she had to like leave real pretty early.
She had to be back in New York.
She had to catch a flight to get back to New York. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she didn't stay for the actual like showing of the premiere. We were talking to Katie. And then I'm like, I am just like so awkward. Like, this has become the most awkward. I tell you, I'm like, I get anxiety with these things because I'm like, I never know what to say to anybody ever,
right?
Even though like, I can talk forever.
I really love that you divorced Tom. Good for you. You look great.
Well, I did say, I was like, I think this is your best haircut ever. I'm like, I love this hair on
and
her.
And then I go, were you like, I used to be a hairstylist?
No. But I go, but I don't get it. You have really thick hair. So do I. Like, I could never pull this cut off. Like, I would look like a, like, it would be a triangle on my head. And then she's like, telling me, she's like, oh no, it's undercut. We're talking like hair stuff. And then I was like, love it. Okay, great. Like, and I was like, oh, that's a good idea.
That was a
and
good,
I'm like,
yeah.
But I'm like,
that's good. I mean, you know, just making small talk with people that you know everything about their life and they know nothing about you. It's hard.
Exactly.
I get it.
And then I like walk away and I'm like, I'm so awkward. And I'm like, and now I'm still sitting with Dakota Fanning. And still so awkward, but she was like, they couldn't be like sweeter. Like, Audrey was there celebrating her birthday. Like, Dakota invited her. So we're like, you know, watching this with them. We're having drinks. The premiere starts, which first off, I wanted to go into, what do you think about the Valley? So they start with that. Lisa comes out. She, okay. Mind you, oh, right before
Lisa
this
looks
all,
pretty skinny.
Right before this all happens too, Tom Sandoval walks over to us because Dakota had gone to like Tom. I think she maybe said she went to like the Daily Mail party. And that was when they had that motorcycle and sidecar. And Tom took her on a ride around the block. So they're like friendly.
Of course he did. Yes.
So they're friendly. So he came up being like, oh, you've made it. And he was actually very nice to us. And I mean, I don't know that he knows who I am. So he just was like saying, like, hi, you know, thanks for coming. And he's like, I'm going up to the balcony. I'm not ready for this.
Oof.
I mean, he was in like lightning. He had lightning bolts like that. He had lightning bolt. He had his like jelly sandal platform sneakers. Mm-hmm. He definitely was still going for a look. And then I was like laughing. He like walked away. And Saf was just like, remember when you gaslit us all thinking he was hot? And I was like, I'm sorry. But he was perfectly nice. I mean, honestly, like all the cast was perfectly nice. And whether they're on or not for that, like this is still a thing that they have to be on for the whole time. So then, yeah. So then Lisa comes out and she's like telling us like no recording.
Sure.
Which I'm surprised like a lot of, I would have thought that it would have gotten leaked somehow from people, but
right.
nothing's really come out outside of like what's already been shown.
I mean, and you know what? I can really appreciate that people could actually keep their phones because like when you go to some comedy tours, which I totally understand, they've created this show that they want to tour and don't want to recreate. And like, but they make you, you know, put your phones
they, like,
in
lock
those
your phone or whatever.
Yeah. So I appreciate people having dignity and actually following the rules and being able to see this early and enjoy it without like taking people's phones. So
yeah, definitely. So then Lisa, so she interviews, it goes dark. And then though this trailer for the Valley, this promo teaser pops up and I'm like, what? Everyone in the room is like, what? Because there's no warning.
Right.
No nothing.
But that's brilliant. Start some buzz, start some energy, get people excited.
Are they excited?
Literally died when you finally realized that Jax is like in Cruz's little like
power wheels
car. I just was like, what is Brittany wearing?
I missed excited. Opportunity for him to ride around in his like remote controlled cooler. Remember that one? He used to ride around.
Right. I'm excited to know that they're like two new couples and it's not just like old.
I think three, couples. Right?
At least two, because it's Kristen, her boyfriend, Jax and Brittany, and at least two other people, which would
Jesse
be like an 8-person
and
cast.
Someone, Janet, maybe.
I was a little bit disappointed that we got no footage from the actual show, which makes me skeptical.
Well, this was just a promo and not necessarily a trailer. There's no date set
that's
either.
That's true.
Spring.
It's spring, right? But it's all completely filmed, right?
It is. Yep.
Yeah. So. Will I watch? I thought it was going to be like not on Bravo. I thought it was going to be like Peacock.
Yeah, it's on Peacock. No, it's on Bravo. It'll be on Bravo. That's what it's slated as right now. I was surprised too.
Will I watch? Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like everyone. So like Bravo like posted the trailer, and if you go into the comments, it's not good. It's not good. People are like, you canceled Family Karma, and we're getting this, and it's like. We all know everybody's going to watch the first episode. Now, it Absolutely. Might be awful and you don't, because I don't know if you remember Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky. I think I watched half an episode and was like, I'm out of this. Like, no, thank you.
Right.
But we will all definitely be watching at least the first
episode. It's going to be very interesting, though, too, because, I mean, he already thought he was the number one guy in the group. So, I mean, here he has to be the king honcho. He's also going to be paying like a Lisa Vanderpump role because he's a barman or he owns a bar, Jackson Studio City.
Now, I don't know that it was open for filming the whole time, though. Like, I feel like it opened at the end.
That I feel like his bar, he didn't like Tom and Tom took over something and like literally started an entire new place. I feel like he just took over someone's bar license and like changed the name.
Yeah. And, like he's
because
like,
it popped like, up like that, you know?
Yeah. Like it already existed. And then, yeah. I think it was like, I think it's part of like the Rocco's
just,
franchise
like,
somehow.
Changed the
like,
name. Basically.
Yeah. It's like right next door. Yeah. But whatever. I mean, we're all going to watch. We're all going to have an episode, you know? So then the episode starts. And I'll be honest, I was like taken in the room because it was like, I'm going to watch this when it airs. Like, this is great that it's there. And, you know, it was like, Ariana will come on.
Snippets.
Yeah. So Ariana will come on screen. Like, everybody's cheering, you know? Like, it's fun atmosphere to watch those shows, but it's also very much like, it's almost like a sporting event in a little bit where you're kind of like, I'm not fully watching everything because there's so much happening on the sidelines, if you will, but like
you will rewatch at home, PJs on,
oh yeah,
eating popcorn again,
yes,
and
sure,
being comfy cozy,
yeah, 100%. So then,
grade it overall. Like, I want a 1 to 10.
The episode,
mm-hmm.
the episode I thought was good, but a lot of the episodes, like the first episodes back, are always kind of catching you up on what's going on, right? So it's not like there's like a ton of like plot development, but it's kind of like where everybody is, who's talking to who, what house situation is happening, you know, so all of that. But I will say, you guys, like I was watching, I was like, ah, this is why I can't hate Schwartz. Can't hate him. You weirdly fall in love with him all over again.
Did you see him?
He's the only, he was there, but he was the only person I didn't see.
Okay.
So then, you know.
Did Sheena call you a fucking bitch?
No, she was actually.
That's only happened once in your life.
No, she was very nice to me.
Tell us more. Okay. So sorry. So the show ends.
So the show ends. So it was also like funny too, because my new best friend, Dakota and Audrey, my new best friends, they were like, we were talking, we're like, should we like all go to Schwartz and Sandy's after? Because Schwartz and Sandy's were promoting. They're hosting an after party, but we're like, oh God, where do our allegiances lie? It was tough. It was tough. So I think we kind of said like, if we could convince someone on the cast to go, like we were like, I think Sheena's our in. If we could convince Sheena to go to Schwartz and Sandy's, I feel like we should go to Schwartz and Sandy's, you know? Okay. Sheena had a nanny. She couldn't do it.
She's like, I got to get back to Summer Moon.
Yeah. Yep.
So basically it ends. And then kind of coming up to Dakota again and trying to figure out what's going on? Where's the after party?
At one point, like they like whisk her away because the cast like wants to meet her. Like she's on Bravo's Instagram, like with posing with like Lisa and Ken. Like there's a photo. And I'm like cracking up because I was like, I thought we were best friends.
But you didn't even get a photo with her. No. Did you get a photo with her?
We got like a group photo with Sheena.
Okay.
We didn't have a hat. Well, I think it's on somebody else's phone though. I have no idea where these photos exist because I also am like very, you know, I'm very bad at capturing my moments too. So like, it was like funny. So it ends and there's still like kind of a party. So like people around, the cast is around, the bars are still open. So I also ran into, I don't know if you know who they are, but some of you guys might know, but do you know who Taylor and James are? They do, these Succession TikToks.
Oh,
where they like
no.
recap the episode. They're so fucking funny. Okay. But they were there too. So I'm like, of course, like I'm like, see people. I'm like, oh my God, I love your TikTok. So like, we're like chatting it up. Maggie from Best of Bravo was there.
I was wondering if you talked to her.
Yeah. 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 She's like stunning, her. Beautiful. Yeah. Like everyone looks so lovely. I was like, why do I dress like this? Like I should, like everyone looked like so nice.
She was wearing like a cute gold dress.
No, hers was like kind of like a black sheer. Was it not?
Oh, it looks gold in the photos.
It could there. I maybe had gold shimmer on it.
Okay.
Either way, five stars. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. So
maybe it was like a deep gold.
Maybe.
Okay.
Go ahead. Honestly, sometimes it was like dark,
a brown.
It was light
a deep
there.
Gold. What's deep gold?
No, it's brown? Like a gold. It's a gold that's not light.
God help me. A medium coffee.
But yeah, so we like are talking to James. James had to fly out because he's going to Canada. He had some shows. He's like, do you guys want a photo? I was like, oh. Okay, I don't know what camera that exists on.
Okay.
I don't know where that is either. You know, talking to Sheena, everyone was just like so
did Sheena
nice
know who you were?
I think, like I said, like, oh, you know, she's like, oh, okay. I'm like, we're friends, right?
Awkward. Thanks for unblocking us.
I was like, we're both Tauruses, 2 days apart here. Come on now, Taurus energy. We're stubborn, but we're loyal. Rock was there. I mean, truthfully, like it was like a really fun night. So then it was like funny because I was like, oh, my best friend left me. I guess we weren't going to hang out and go anywhere, whatever. And then I see her later and I'm like, oh, hey, guys. Because I'm like,
hey, D.
Hey, yeah. Hey, DNA, what's up? Like,
yeah.
It's like we're all hanging out. So then they were like, oh, I think we're going to go to the well. Well, the well's this bar is across the street from the Palladium, which I've had many a nights there in my young 20s. And I was like, I don't know if we includes me and
sure.
Zach.
Are we invited?
I was not,
no,
I
but
was
of
not
course
sure what
that,
the we was.
That literally means we're going to. She wouldn't have told you where she was going.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, I confidently thought I was part of that we. So whether
absolutely.
I was or wasn't, I made my way over to the well.
I love that for you.
No, and then we all hung out, and she was so she and Audrey, they were the best. I don't even know if they like listen to this or only like follow us on Instagram, so I have no idea. But like, they were literally just like so much fun to hang out with, and we were all just like chatting like Bravo stuff and like life stuff, and we just had like a great time. And finally, I was like, we have to go. We have to go pick. We have to pick Saf's dog up.
What time did you get out of there?
Well, we thought we were going to leave around 10, and I believe that I was home around 11:30.
Okay. Midnight. Did you exchange numbers with Dakota Fanning?
I didn't. Oh, you know what? If we're meant to be
friends, I think
if we're meant to be friends, I think what's meant to be,
it will happen again organically. Like it did.
Like maybe the next Bravo event. I laugh. Sure. We'll all go to BravoCon together, you know? But no, I'm like, this would sound very weird if I was her and I was like listening to this right now.
Don't worry about it. This is an exciting moment.
She and Audrey were so nice. Audrey's having her birthday party today, so I hope she has like a fun time. They were so fun and so lovely, and it was like, it was really fun to just like hang out with people who also like love Bravo.
Anyone else from the cast go over to the well?
No. So everybody kind of left. But I asked Saf, I was like, what was like the funniest things? Like,
James Kennedy didn't really make sense, right?
She's like, he asked if we wanted a photo with him and didn't follow anything we were saying. And that we were talking to Sheena about the Alex Earl light.
Okay.
You know, it's very good. Great. But yeah, I mean, it was just like those events are always so funny to me because of just what, because like I said, I always have like anxiety before I go to these things of just like, oh gosh, like don't be an idiot. And I always end up being an idiot of some sort, but just I go in there, you know? And so it's like I never go in with expectations that I'm like, where the night takes me is where the night takes me, you know?
And it took you to the well with Dakota.
No, but it was just, it was so
a pretty good Wednesday if you ask me.
It was so fun. And it's like, you know, it's that Us Weekly stars. They're just like us. So Dakota, yes, I will meet you at the well next week if you'd like to. Otherwise, I'll catch you at the next event. But no, it was so fun. I just thank you, Bravo, for sending me. Like I ran into, you know, Donald from Bravo PR, and he was so great. He killed it on the red carpet. And like everyone was just, I felt like there was just such an energy at this event of like, we're back.
People
baby.
Are excited. Any kind of Bravo event is just fun because it's the fans. It's the fans. We make it, friends.
Everyone that was there was just excited to be there. And that's what I like when we talked about like the end of the year, what was exciting. It's like everything is exciting when we get to be at these events together and like do these things and like go into it of just
it's
like
a community. It's a fan base.
I mean,
you know, the Niners play this week. I hope they win, but I'm more into Bravo. Okay. Football. Okay.
I mean, I'm excited for you for next week because obviously you're going to two T's
in a pod. And you guys, I'll be raffling off some tickets.
I
think I'll put that on Instagram and you guys can win some tickets to Two T's in the Pod if you want to come on Thursday at Palace of Fine Arts and doors open at 7.
And your pre-drinks at Balboa, right?
I don't know about that. I have a dentist appointment. I got to figure that out. So.
Okay, cancel the dentist
appointment. They're really hard to get.
It's the night of two T's. It's not two teeth, it's two T's, okay?
But I will be giving out some tickets, so stay tuned.
I love that. That's very fun. If anybody in the San Francisco area is like dying to go to this, DM us. Also, you should thank everybody because you got so many people who sent info about honeymoon ideas.
It made me more overwhelmed.
Sure.
Like, I don't know what to do. And I hope to report back next week with actually booked something.
I've said this to you.
Now I'm second guessing the St. Lucia thing.
So many people said St. Lucia. I think people
now I'm thinking Columbia.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I'm all over the place. And you know what? I know why I'm all over the place because I don't really want to go in February. And that's why I'm all over the place.
I think you don't need to go in February, though. You have all summer off, I think, because you have a week off. It's lovely. And you guys could go do something. You could go on some trip. But if you really want to plan something where you have a little bit more time, feel free to. A honeymoon doesn't have to be right after the wedding.
I completely agree with that.
I mean, granted, this isn't. But it could be even further out. I think.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, like, plan with what you want to plan. And I think you could either do a trip and you could pretend it's a little bit of a honeymoon. It could be part one of your honeymoon.
Okay.
A two-parter, a TBC, if you will. When you fly home, it's to be continued. Everything comes back to Bravo.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Okay, let's take a quick break and we can catch up on some news and then we'll do Beverly Hills.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, it detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free with Whey. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, so Wednesday I watched Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Thursday was my dad's birthday. So
did you do prime rib?
We did House of prime rib. And you know, I did not get to watch Southern Charm, or I watched part of Miami, but I think I fell asleep. But like, tell me about Southern Charm. And you're caught up on Traitors.
I watched the fourth episode today. You guys, if you are not watching it, this episode was like, I need you to watch it, Mary, because this
I
just want you to catch up because I want to talk about it.
Okay.
Because this show is so serious and so unserious all at the same time. And there's like these lines, and this episode was just wild. Like after the banishment, I was like, well, this is dumb and okay, whatever. But then I was like, well, you know, that's basically the episode. And then it wasn't, because then they go to the Traitors and Phaedra just eviscerates one of the Traitors. Like, I can't talk about it until you watch it, because I don't want to pull it away from you.
Sure.
But this episode was fire. Like, I'm pissed and happy that they're doing one episode a week, because like, I could have watched six more today. Yeah. I would have loved maybe two episodes a week. As my friend Tiff said, she said, AAO. AAO. She's like, I want an AAO. And I'm like, I do not know what that means. She's like, oh, sorry.
All at once?
Streamer talk for all at once. Yeah. Good job.
I just put that together in my head. Like, I've never seen that before.
Me neither. I was like, I just have never seen that. Like, thank you for that. But it's so good. I picked that before. I tried to watch Miami, but I was a little bit busy yesterday as well. So I made sure to watch Beverly Hills. But Miami, I'm getting into Miami. Like, they're going to Mexico City next week. I'm excited for that. But I need to, like, when we have these events during the week.
And what
it's
about
so hard.
Like Watch What Happens Live? Did you, like, I saw some Watch What Happened Live clips too. I want to watch the Austin Craig Leva one. Let's talk a little bit about the Southern Charm Part 2 recap. Because I also think it's hysterical that Shep like released. He was like, I went on this retreat in Costa Rica.
Ayahuasca retreat.
It's an ayahuasca retreat. I just found that very funny. And I feel like he's trying to like unlock some trauma he's faced or something. I'm like,
you've
it's
lived a privilege
literally life. that you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Like, and you haven't had to work hard, and you've done whatever the hell you've wanted with zero consequences. And now you're finding out like you're very lonely and you're going to get back together with Taylor. I'm predicting it.
If that works out for them, I still don't see it. I feel a little bad for Taylor. This whole thing is like weird because we spent this whole episode basically on the Southern Charm, like smaller version of what they wanted to consider their Scandoval, right? And it's like at this point, it's like we spent the whole season on it. So obviously we're spending the whole reunion on it, but it's also kind of like it's over with and it's
let
done
the mouse
with.
Go.
And like, let the mouse go. Austin and Taylor are never going to admit the truth of what it is, even though there's like evidence against it. And maybe they really didn't. Who knows?
They played just the tip. Someone would pass out.
Like,
maybe they don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, God, who knows? Like, it's just the details are so like, and neither one of them are like going to fully admit to like everything that happened. So it is what it is. That's what it is. But then it's like, you know, then we brought out Rod and Rodrigo.
And it will come out next season.
We bring out Rod and Rodrigo. And Rodrigo's there to defend Taylor, which I understand, but it's like, I guess it's like, Everyone has chosen a side on this cast, so nothing is going to get through, and nobody's changing their opinion based on what it is, right? So like,
who's on Taylor's side? Just Rodrigo.
Is. So he.
That's
so
it. That's Olivia's, the only person, right?
I am Austin, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like, but I'm saying like, everyone's already like, nobody's mind is being like, oh, okay, I'm glad we talked this out. You know, it's better now. But so he like is defending Taylor, and like. And Olivia kind of at one point is like, just like, shut up. Like, what are you doing? And he retorts back and says, fuck you.
Oof,
and gross. So then it's kind of like, whoa, like, is there beef here? Like, what is happening? And like,
also, where have you been the whole season?
Right.
Like, and you didn't come to Jamaica.
And that's what we say, like, when these, like, a side character, I know we'll get to the Anna Marie of everything, but it's like when a character comes on and like doesn't have their own storyline in a sense, and it's kind of like either like
piggybacking.
Piggybacking off of someone else or like doing the bidding of someone else is kind of like, wait, what are you doing here?
Nah.
You know, so
you don't
go actually
here.
He actually DM'd and said a lot was edited out, and you know, him and Olivia actually talked and they were okay. Like, he was just, you know, trying to defend his friend because it is what it is. And it's like, okay, you know, but editing is wild, I guess. Editing is wild. But it's just like, they also did this whole kind of like montage of like how they're all like, the like Austin is always kind of defending his fuckboy behavior like over the years, which was like kind of funny.
I would love to see that. I will watch that.
And then it's like, JT, pull back your obsession with Austin and Craig. Like, he kept getting mad because Craig and Austin are clearly, one, they are friends. They've Hello, been friends beer. For a really long time. They have their podcast together. They are business partners in a sense. So like, Craig isn't going to completely write off Austin, but JT is like, why are you always defending him? Like, ugh, like, almost where he's like wanting to like cherry pick and be like, be my friend.
Well, yeah, he definitely wants to be in the group.
Yeah.
He is. Someone said he's like the younger brother.
Well, someone DM'd last week, actually multiple people, and said, once you see JT is Andy Bernard, you cannot unsee it. Andy Ooh. Bernard from The Office, which is yes. like mm-hmm, very, very.
But true. I always liked Andy.
That was an overreaction after he punches a hole in the wall, you know? But even like they were like talking about like the fight and the finale, and even Andy's like, JT, come on, like you wanted Austin to do something, like Andy, because again, Andy,
he knows, like, JT knows exactly what he's doing. He's trying to provoke them.
He's doing what he thinks the audience wants, in the sense of like, well, we do, like, sometimes you want these guys like held accountable for things, but then he like goes too hard where he's like, I'm the knight in shining armor over here, right. Riding on my white horse, blah blah blah, and it's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
And he's like, I fell in love with Taylor last year. It's like, okay, so like, are you mad then that she slept with Austin or kissed him, whatever, and not you? Because that's like what, yes, that's what
I think he's like, oh my God, you could have such a great guy in me, but you chose Austin instead.
Absolutely. So now I'm mad at Austin.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, no. So the whole thing is just, and you know, the Olivia, and it's sad because it's like, okay, Olivia at this point is just like, they're like, you know, Taylor said sorry, you need to forgive her. And it's like, whether or not she forgives her, at this point, Olivia has decided she doesn't want to be friends with her.
Right. Like, and they haven't talked in months. Have they brought up Taylor's brother yet?
So they brought up Olivia's brother, and then Andy kind of mentioned a little bit about Taylor's brother, but I think maybe because it wasn't filmed, they didn't really go into it too much, but it's kind of, you know.
And then they didn't talk anything about the girls, like, well, so talking Olivia, after?
So Olivia said, like, you know, went through a similar situation that I did, and I wish that our relationship was something different to where I could have given you support there.
Oh, so Olivia.
But so she, like, Olivia, like, they haven't talked. Like, Olivia's basically like, this relationship is over, and that's a bummer. And you know what? That's in her right to be done with their relationship. It is sad. Like, and you know,
that's actually, I feel like that's very shocking to me. I thought, and maybe Olivia did reach out in some capacity, but that would have been a nice support system. But I mean, I get it. It's this. You feel like this person completely betrayed you and you don't want to be around them. Like, why would you want to support them?
And I think part of it too is like, Olivia had so much more, like, not faith, but just so had put Taylor in such a higher part of like her life, where Austin was like this fuckboy. Like, of course Austin would do something like that. That is Austin. Like, the bar is set in hell with Austin. Okay. And like, that is, he proves out who he is time and time again. And then, cause you know, they were talking about, oh,
You know, he thought he was going to get an apology from you, whatever. And she's also saying too, is like, grief is a weird thing, and like who you gravitate towards. And like Austin, you know, his sister passed away, and it's like she held Taylor in such a higher standard as her friend that when that betrayal happened, it was something like, whoa, I never thought you would do that. That does not surprise me that Austin would do something like that. Like where it's like, I don't know that she's like forgiven Austin as much as she's like, that's who he is.
She's accepted Austin. Yeah. I also don't think Olivia actually lives in Charleston.
No, I believe people say she like lives in LA and she flies into Charleston. Her boyfriend lives in Dallas.
She was at the Browns Texans game with her dad and stuff. Does her boyfriend doesn't play football, does he? No.
No.
Okay.
Went to a basketball
game. She goes to a lot of games.
Made it seem kind of like he was a basketball player, but he's not. But they're like, you know, you went on a trip with Austin and like your boyfriend.
Is there only two parts or are there three parts?
I believe that was the end. I walked away for the last 5 minutes, to be honest.
Okay. Now, where does this cast go from here?
Bring them all back. I think if we like, first off, for Taylor's sake, because I actually don't, Shep is not a good boyfriend to Taylor. He is not a good person in a relationship. He cheated on her multiple times. He
doesn't even help her in the bedroom.
No, called her an idiot.
Selfish
like,
lover.
He, like, insults her. Like, I feel like, you know, that's not a good relationship. I think for Taylor, it would be smart of her to be like, hey, I'm going to transition over to Southern Hospitality. So I'm still on TV. My boyfriend is friends with everybody on this, you know, and I think if she wants to nurture that relationship she's currently in, she should. Do I think she will? No. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm also like, Shep is not the answer. I don't think she should get back together with Shep. I don't think she would end up being in a very like fulfilled and happy life. And I think that I think it would be very much of like a Jackson Brittany kind of situation.
Okay.
So now, that's my thought. I do think she'll come back. I think most of the cast will come back. I think we need to not go so much into like these like, who's dating who and who kissed who and who maybe fucked and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like,
oh, but okay. At the end of the day, we just want their real actual friends, because the reason why Craig, Austin and Shep all fight all the time is because they have genuine real friendships outside the show. So that's why it works. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate Madison. So to me, if Shep and Taylor are not dating by the beginning of filming, I don't want Taylor on the show. Oh. I don't believe that Olivia lives in Charleston, so I don't want her on the show.
Okay.
I want like Madison. I want Vanita.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one of Madison's real friends. And it's just like them going out together as true friendships. Like, Leva just doesn't work for me. She didn't even go on the cast trip. I feel like she lives such a different life because her children and her business. I don't think she like goes out with them or anything.
Well, I also don't know that like Leva has anything really in common with Taylor. I think like and Madison are like, she seems to be like friends with Olivia and like Vanita, but it just feels like she
the Rods yeah, didn't do it.
Like, oh,
Bring back GT.
Yeah. JT,
I'm sure like JT has a million girlfriends as well. So he just seems like
girl space friends. Girl space friends or girlfriends?
Real friends that are girls. Oh, okay. He probably has a ton of friends that are girls.
Austin has a new girlfriend, so I'm sure she'll appear.
Yeah.
And I guess we can start casting that.
But she doesn't live in Charleston.
Oh, she does not.
And she doesn't live in Charleston.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Where does she live? Also Dallas?
He just said it on Watch What Happens Live that he was dating somebody. Mm-hmm. I also think it's interesting when he decides to wear glasses and not glasses.
Every time this season when he went to therapy, he wore his glasses.
Wore his glasses session, when he Watch What glasses. Happens Live last night.
There is definitely...
It's like to be strategic. It's to be like, I am serious.
I'm a business man.
Yeah.
Like, because now they're opening.
You know when I wear my glasses? I wear my glasses when I'm like too tired and need to
my
look
eyes
better.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I have astigmatism and I have to drive my car. I need to put my glasses on.
Right.
Like I wake up and I'm just like, oh God, I got to put my glasses
on. The glasses day.
I go to therapy. I put my glasses on. I sit in a meeting with a CEO. I put my glasses on. That's Austin.
I don't know. I feel like they're going to bring a lot of people back. Yeah, there needs to be – I need more – I feel like we need more Madison because this – when she did go from, like, a retired slut to this, like, housewife, you know? Those are her words. I'm curious about all that. Like, I think she has something. And I – weirdly now, because she's married, the men have way more respect for her now.
Like, I think it mellowed her out a little
bit. Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like
– she doesn't have as much skin in the game.
Yeah, like, there's just – it's almost as if the other girls, and by that I mean maybe Taylor and Olivia, are trying to stay on the show. And so sometimes the self-respect goes a little bit elsewhere. And I want them to feel good about themselves. And I don't know that the show does that for them.
I think Taylor, not Olivia. Olivia always has high standards.
Sure. Yeah, maybe it's just I want
and good for her Taylor, and Austin, like, legit dated. They, like, went out to Napa together with Shep and Taylor, and they were a thing.
I don't know if it was as serious, though, to be honest. I think there's more this betrayal thing of where you're, because, you know, Taylor,
they were dating. Like, they were dating.
I agree, they were dating. Do I think that they've ever said, like, I love you?
No, I didn't say that.
No, I know. I'm saying, do I think that they said that? No.
No.
No, but I think that they were.
But they dated. They had a relationship, and the.
He wanted her to come out to Winter House.
Yeah.
You know, so there was time. It's just now it's done.
It is. So it's very done.
Let's go to, like, the next iteration. Like, let's see Craig and Austin open that restaurant in New York. Let's see more from Sewing Down South. Let's see JT's Soho House, COVID House, you know? I'm just saying, like, I feel like let's go, like, deeper into that, you know?
But Shep, we won't be able to see anything.
Shep,
he used to have a podcast, right? Maybe a long time ago.
I don't know. Remember when Bravo gave him relationship?
That was so bad because he had such a bad season that nobody wanted to date him.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the eligible bachelor. Like, everyone was into him.
Nobody I think we even said at that point they should have given it to Craig.
Anyways. Okay.
They also did a flashback scene to, like, when Austin first came on the scene in his first season. And young Shep. He was a cutie.
Oh, I was obsessed.
Yeah. I mean, you still are. Because you know what it was.
Because what?
Because you know what it was. You knew what it was.
Yeah. I knew the potential.
Yeah. He has opposite potential. He's already wasted it. Like, I want the guy from 5-10 years ago. You know what? I thought, yeah, they're going to bring most of them back, I think. But I think we do need to cast a wider net.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break. And let's come back with Beverly Hills.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom. And it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be, like, never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness.
Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back, and it is Beverly Hills. Let's talk about what happened with Anne Marie today.
So let's talk about that. So I would like to asterisk this whole thing. Everything that we're going to talk about right now that has to do with like the nursing, the nurse anesthetist, anesthesiologist is just to Anna Marie. Okay. Like I have the utmost respect for anyone in the medical field. You guys work your asses off, whether you're a nurse, a doctor, an anesthesiologist, a CRNA, whatever it is, I have the utmost respect. It is hard as hell to do what you do, the amount of school, regardless of what position. Like, we trust you with our lives, okay?
My sister's a nurse, pediatric oncology.
I have good friends that are
nurses. My father-in-law is a doctor. My cousin's an anesthesiologist in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
So she puts all the housewives under to get their no. I'm totally joking.
HIPAA. Just kidding. But like, so I just want to asterisk that because I feel like this, everything we're going to talk about is towards her and not to the community at large. I feel like.
Okay. We got it. We got it.
Did you understand what I meant when I said, no, I'm just kidding. Okay. So today posted by ASA_HQ, which is the anesthesiologist, something another, something official. The anesthesiologist that I know follows this account.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it's legit, guys. This is.
I mean, okay. So they post today or yesterday, whatever. The Real Housewives Know a Fake. Anesthesiologists are medical doctors with more than 12 years of higher education and up to 16,000 hours of clinical training. Title misappropriation has no place in healthcare. I also hear too that there's like a lot of like kind of drama within like the medical place too of like everything with along the lines. But anyways, they basically do what an anesthesiologist does and what a nurse anesthetist. Sorry if I'm even am I pronouncing that right? I don't even know. But kind of like we do this, they do not. We do this, they do not. Like that kind of thing, right? It ends up, you know, it like makes its rounds. By the way, I think someone was like, "This is your most liked post ever." Of like what they post, right?
It's basically saying what a doctor does and what a nurse does.
Well, and just kind of calling Anna Marie out.
Are you going to tell us any specifics?
Oh, I mean, I can. So anesthesiologist list is must complete medical school. Nurse anesthetist, do not complete medical school. Anesthesiologist, have 12 to 14 years of higher education. Nurse anesthetist, have 5 to 7 years of higher education. Anesthesiologist, complete 12,000 to 16,000 hours of clinical training focused on anesthesia care, pain control, and responding to complications and emergencies in surgery. Nurse anesthetist, complete 2,500 hours of clinical training focused on anesthesia administration. Anesthesiologists often spend a year or more in a fellowship program to learn an anesthesiology subspecialty, such as cardiac, pediatric, neurologic, this reading is hard. This is why I'm not an
obstetrician.
Pain management or critical care. Nurse anesthetists do not participate in subspecialty fellowships. Now, look, could this have been addressed different saying we do this, they do this?
Right.
Sure. But this felt like this was an attack on Anna Marie.
Okay. Anna Marie, you just came in way too hot and somebody was chirping in your ear. And I'd love to know the person that it was. And I'm pretty sure it was Kyle.
Kyle.
But you just literally embarrassed yourself. First of
this
all,
this is bad.
This is no. Okay. She shouldn't have ever had a tagline. We got her like six or seven episodes in. She is definitely a friend of. If she sits on the couch the entire reunion, it will bother me so much because I imagine her inserting herself in every situation. It's almost
isn't that
like
what happened at BravoCon where she was like answering a lot of questions and it's like, we don't even know you yet.
She just feels like a fan.
And like then a Monica fan?
Then it kind of like got me thinking. I'm like, are all these new housewives just fans of the show in some way? Because it's like the Jackie effect. Same with the other.
Buddha.
Yes.
I think
Monica.
How can you not be a fan of these shows?
Angie was too. I mean, Angie's been dying to get on.
All these women are fans because how can you not? It's like, remember when they're like, oh, I've never even seen the show before I signed up. And like, I think it was like Kelly Dodd who literally said, why would you go do something and not do your homework on it? So it's like, all these women know what the show is.
It made me so annoyed during Rugged when they were calling Kristen a fan.
Yeah. It's like, oh, and it's like, watch shows.
Well, also like, why
and by they, you
study?
Mean Kelly Bensimone. Everyone, like Luann was like, oh, sorry, she did her research. Kelly, like, shut up.
Right.
Take me to the Rangers game.
and I'll lick your face. Uh-huh.
But for me, it was
and then
like,
they also, the only other thing we've seen of Anne Marie was that small package where her husband said she was
an 8.5.
The
internet and, now calls her 8.5.
I mean, and then like playing pickleball and then just accusing Sutton of having an eating disorder and being obsessed with the esophagus
for hours on end at these events. Like this timestamp
truly embarrassing.
What's embarrassing though is it's like, okay, it sounds also like they may have cut scenes down because also, you know, before the season started, the allegations against her husband came out from like 30 years ago at college. And she kind of posted like, I'm unbothered. And then the season started. So it's already, if you're like not a casual fan and you see any of that, she's already on an uphill battle, right? And then she's like kind of doubling down on this.
Well, then she's also like a liar. She doesn't remember saying the eating disorder. Then is claiming Crystal has said that Sutton has an eating disorder.
Who has talked about her eating disorder.
And then I also do believe that she told Crystal that she was an anesthesiologist.
So we got like, and some then, DMs where Marcellus has also been on shows saying that his wife is a doctor because he's like a sports announcer and stuff. So it's like the lines are blurred.
Right. And is she's not a nurse practitioner, is she? She's
CRNA.
Oh, she's a CNRA?
CNRA, yeah.
Okay.
CRNA. Sorry, I don't. I'm sorry, you guys, because I don't know the medical.
A certified registered nurse. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But so like, it's for me. I'm like, you're going against Sutton, but it's like, here's the thing. Sutton has so many Sutton is neurotic. So like you harping on this esophagus thing where I was like with Crystal, it's like I was able to Google within 5 minutes and see that. Right. And like you're able, if you Google, can you drink on gabapentin? It says, yes, you can. And it's like, she obviously has a doctor. Now Sutton came up to you and said, hey, would love your medical advice.
Right.
And then she gave it, maybe then it would make more sense. But her like choosing this hill to die on is so wild to me because it's like, for what? Thank you for going. You didn't go. And I also love to
Do you think Kyle purposely looked in Sutton's refrigerator to see how much food she had?
Of course she did.
To get some water
and some under eye masks.
That's what my mom says, water.
Water.
Irish accent.
But it's like, it just to me is so crazy that this is the hill that you wanted to die on. And then it's like, I almost feel bad for her because I'm like, then you have like this like association, which whether you think it's professional or not for them to post it, it's like so awkward. Like the gifts that I posted after that, like, cause I shared the story or shared the post. And then all my gifts were kind of like, this is awkward. Like, this is like,
are you going to be able to get a job again?
I can't imagine, but it's like everything she talks about, like, again, go watch the after show. Like she like kind of doubles down on these things where it's like, first off,
even like her in her confessional being like, well, Crystal is jealous of me because she wanted to go to medical school and I actually got to go.
No, so, she didn't go to medical school.
But that's what she says,
but I'm in the medical profession. She's careful. It's interesting because she's careful with her words in certain places. So it's almost like when
don't
she can
downplay
rehearsed,
my profession.
When she can be rehearsed, it's like she knows what to say. It feels like when she's kind of put on the spot, especially because when she was getting confronted about it too, she kept looking at the ceiling. And you know, they say
sorry,
if you look up and
sorry,
to the left.
I was concerned and inquisitive. I apologize for that.
I am certified in critical thinking. Like, where is, you have a critical thinking certificate? Did it come with like a Carl's Jr. like a gift certificate too? Remember, would you get those in school? When you get like, you do something good and you get like a certificate and you could like go exchange it at Carl's Jr. for like a kid's meal.
Oh, no.
I could have made that up.
I believe you. But then like also Mo getting in on it. Mo's like,
Mo,
Sutton, I hear you're having an esophagus problem.
I literally died.
And then I loved Kyle being like, yeah, like I didn't tell him I was going to Spain. Like, it made her feel so freaking good to stay in the car. She just wanted to see his reaction.
Wait,
she
Mary,
wanted to bother him. Yeah.
She then puts up a post.
I
where she's basically like, we changed the day he offered. Now, granted, don't offer, just do it, Mo. Like, if you want to be there.
Because I mean, like, he said, like,
none of the other husbands went, right? It's like, they don't know her. Like, this is your friend.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, so Kyle, which is it? Are you giving him an out here? Or like, you're like, oh, if he like could have surprised me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and also, you guys don't have a shared Google calendar where you put your travel in. Like, that's wild to me that you guys don't know what the other one's doing. That's how checked out. And I don't know if you noticed too, that Kyle was already in the guest room at this time. When she's packing for the trip, she's in the guest room. She opens a drawer. That drawer is filled with stuff. She has a photo of her, and I think it's her sister, and her dad from when she was younger, framed on that. That is her room.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did love like that she gave him a taste of his own medicine, because I also feel like he's treated her so poorly in so many ways. Like, she was always the working one. And it's like, no, she is working full time too now. Like, she has this Real Housewives of Beverly Hills job. She does all those Amazon lives. She's doing publicity all the time. She's working hard. Okay. And
about Kyle by Shahida? Is that still around?
I think so. That is literally a storefront for something. But also, it's like, I love that, you know, it's like all the kids still live at the house besides Farrah. So it's like the older two can take care of Portia when she goes away. Now she doesn't have to like get a nanny probably.
I think she's 15 too. Like, I see by myself at 15.
Portia got her permit. Car driving.
Portia driving a Porsche.
And then I also thought it was funny. She's like, so what are you drinking? Are you drinking alcohol or marijuana right now? Like, what are we on tonight?
Oh, I thought maybe because she wanted some, if it was the weed one.
Maybe. But I just saw this snippet of Erica Jayne on Watch What Happens Live calling it out. Like, so at the reunion, are you going to make Kyle tell the real story?
Like, she's like, I had to do, like,
right,
beat to the fire kind of thing. Like, it better happen because the reunion's happening next week, which then also, like, to bring it back
she needs to give us something. Like, they need stop.
I think what bothers me a little bit about this storyline too, though, is like when she's like, oh, we go to this event and, you know, I feel like all eyes are on us, like what we're doing and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, Kyle, you've also set this up this way.
Yeah, you've done this. So, like, now with this, like, woman.
Well, no, but also, like, you're not wearing your ring. There are signs that, like, there's separation happening. You are filming the show at the same time, which we know, like, that there's leaks that happen. Granted, you know, Rinna's on the cast, so not as much. But it's like, these things are happening in real time, so it's not weird. And then also, you say in front of a random person, oh, this looks like the ring that my husband got when he cheated on me. Whether it was a joke or not, you said that purposely in front of a random person, maybe to set it up that they'll run to TMZ or Daily Mail or something and say something.
People would respect her more if she said at the reunion, starting at this point, when you guys watched it, we were already sleeping in different bedrooms. We had already committed
to... We already know because we...
But I need her to say it.
I agree. She's already said they're separated.
I'm losing my Kyle right now.
It's tough for you. This has been a tough season for you.
Well, I feel like she's lying to me. And I don't like liars.
No, you don't. You don't.
Yeah.
You
so hate it. I mean, we've given you your privacy. And now it's time to fess up because you're on a reality TV show, okay?
Yeah, you only get a few moments of privacy, okay?
Yeah, so like
banging on the door and asking questions. What do you say?
Privacy's over, babe.
It's over.
If you want to keep this show going, I need the truth.
Yeah. You can't handle the truth, maybe.
I need receipts, timelines,
screenshots. Did you see on Google, by the way, that they, like, if you search Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the banner came up? That's funny. I think it's
let's talk about Homeless Not Toothless. Like, okay. You guys, they have she the needs giggles. To change. They get the giggles saying the name. They are like, I mean, I don't want them to be toothless or homeless. I want them to have it all. Like,
this is by far the worst charity name I've had. How about Smile Fix?
Yeah, isn't that, I think that's.
2 seconds to come up with that one.
Right.
Like, Homeless Not Toothless is rude.
The flashback to Kathy saying, she's like, what's the name? That's great. I mean, fake it till you make it. Kathy Hilton knows
also
how to
I'm
do
laughing
that.
About this too, because okay, Dorit and PK go to the Beverly Hilton. They go there before because they want to do a check of the room, whatever. They basically say, we hate everything on the table.
Right.
And then Dorit goes in and she says, this is exactly what I wanted. It's the same tablescape.
It was, they wanted black tablecloths.
They wanted black. It was still beige. The flowers were still, like, nothing had changed from right. what they said that they wanted, because they probably also said, you are just filming this and you are not actually a decision maker.
Also, I She's thought in
jeans
everyone,
again. Jeans again.
I thought everyone looked really great at this event.
Fashion.
Okay, so Erica Jane getting hit on by her own dentist who didn't recognize her. She's wearing a strapless pink kind of, actually kind of reminded me of my wedding dress. It was like, yeah.
It was corseted a top. Slit,
corseted top, rouged. She's wearing her hair up in a high this. Bun.
She should have worn this in the intro. She's the only one in the intro that has like a sparkly, shimmery pink dress. It should have been this dress.
She looks fantastic. I loved Crystal's look. Mm-hmm. She it was almost like a two-piece thing. Mm-hmm. It's a black long sleeve, also black long dress with a slit, and then it has like sparkles on the edges. I thought this was one of my favorite Crystal looks ever.
I love too, because you know, I love Rob. So I love their relationship in general. I love that he first had to go to an event for the little toaster. Because he like whatever that was, but because he produced it, and then he showed up. The joy on her face when he showed up, I'm like, they are so in love. I love them. I'm glad she didn't go to medical school and ended up with Rob.
She's living a pretty nice life with Rob, and I think they're genuinely happy. Yes. And I'm not like totally on board with her like brother filming with us. I'm not on this journey.
Yeah, I stopped caring after this one, but they did go to Republic, which has like a bomb breakfast, and so I was interested in that. I was like, show me more of this food. Show me more of this food. Like when they went in, because it was like Lisa Rinna, they went there last season with like Rinna. I'm like, give me the food because that place is delish.
Okay,
then right La Brea.
Okay. Then we have Kyle's look. She's wearing
hated it.
I liked her like. Her wet hair look.
You did. I hated it. I thought this was I thought this was one of Kyle's worst. I thought her makeup was bad. I thought that the wet hair was, it wasn't wet enough for me.
Oh, I thought it was like drenched.
Not for me.
Oh, I liked the wet hair. This outfit that she wore, it was a black long sleeve V-neck and had cutouts on the side. I feel like I've seen it on her before.
She kind of wears a lot of similar but different. Like, the dress that she wore to her weed dinner party was like this orange one that was like really tight on the boobs. It's really similar to the green dress that she's wearing in the after show. This is a version of that in a long sleeve and long dress. I mean, like she has,
we've seen her for like 13 seasons. So yeah,
but I mean, like I feel like she finds a kind of style and then like finds every piece that could be like similar.
I mean, I get it. I buy two.
Sure. I bought this Lulu shirt and I just bought two of them again today. Like you know, you like when you find something. But I'm just, you know, this is a look from Kyle that we've seen.
Okay, Dorit is wearing half up, half down, a black spaghetti like strap,
silk,
really showing out her boobies. She looked good.
Loved her hair. The dress.
I think she also, like, as the host, you know, wasn't wearing like this va 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 voom like
she
red
wasn't a Paul Abdul.
Pink color. Yeah, she wasn't a Paul Abdul. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Sutton's dress was weird to me. Sutton always, I'm like, you have so much money. And
it's a
so
label,
funny.
You know, but it always kind of looks cheap.
I mean, this is probably really high fashion and like on the runways in Milan.
Like
and
five figures, at least.
To me, it's pink dyed with like some white ruffles.
Yeah, it's like tulle. Eh.
Yeah. Eh. Yeah. Garcelle, stunning in a purple. It was also long sleeve. Her hair was down. She looked
fitted,
hot.
Like it was like a fitted purpley, like reddy maroon.
It looked.
Kind of look.
It looked because like
I loved it. I loved the boob area the way it was cut on her. Boobs.
It pictures way different than it is on the camera.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anne Marie was wearing black.
Mm-hmm. So anyways.
I'm just not going to acknowledge her as a housewife. I mean, she's a friend of. Sorry.
She
comes six seasons in, and next week I'm pissed about. And thank you. Okay. Also, okay. Erica Jane on Watch What Happens Live, in reply to Crystal, she's like 3 years too late. But I was so proud of Crystal. She's like, you are such a bitch, and the way that she said it, it was just like,
well, she was like, you lied. You're a liar.
Like, stop.
Like you're trying to blame me on something. You're trying to say you didn't say this. You're trying to say like you're saying all these things. And like Crystal clearly has like a photographic memory.
Who?
Crystal. She like remembers. Oh,
right,
things.
Right.
So it's like,
was Garcelle saying anything?
I feel like they didn't cut that Garcelle was backing Crystal and saying, yeah, because when Crystal's like, when she says something, Garcelle was like, no, 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 no. But I wonder if they like cut that in a sense because they wanted it to be an Anna Marie versus Crystal thing and not necessarily like Garcelle backing it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm like, and then you're going to say, you're going to say next week that you're making Crystal relevant. You've been on this show for like 30 seconds. Like Sutton's matchmaker and house manager have had more screen time than you.
Okay. Avi definitely did Ozempic. He like slimmed down a ton in real time.
And then also Dr. Nicole was on Watch What Happens Live this week and somebody asked her, what do you think about Anna Marie saying that you're clout chasing by responding to like, you know, this stuff about the esophagus? And she goes, don't you have to be like more famous to be a clout chaser? Like if I'm chasing clout, don't you have to be someone? And I'm like, you are taking L after L after L over here.
Yeah.
I want to talk about one scene too, because okay, after this, and we can go back to the gala, but after the gala, Erica calls Crystal because she wants to like recap. And Erica's line this season, by the way, is like, I'm so glad it wasn't me. She says that after everything happened.
Yeah.
There is a scene though. So they're talking on FaceTime. And then as the scene ends, there is this laugh that comes from Erica. I need you to go back and watch it.
Like a cackle?
It is like, it is so
haunting,
you guys. It is haunting. So, my mom and I watched this with my mom. I paused it. I rewound it. I said, you heard that, right? She said, what was that? What was
I that? Wish you recorded it.
I'll go back after this and I will. I literally was like,
we need to record. I
like,
need to.
What was that? Because like, it's like out of nowhere, because it just shows, it's just like, it's like not a scene. It is the weirdest thing of how this happens.
Yeah.
I want to, okay, back to the gala.
I
know who Taylor Dane was.
I know that song.
I knew the song. I didn't know her.
Yeah.
I was like, did Paula perform?
Dree Bean announced as a fashion designer. Like
that was, well, Beverly Bean was on the Step and Repeat.
Okay. Let's go to the website. Because it does not exist. Actually,
it doesn't exist.
Look it up. Looked this up yet.
Look it up. Beverly Beach by Dorit.
But yeah, Anne Marie really lost me this episode. I mean, she is expecting an apology from Crystal. That's just disturbing. And then she couldn't even give Sutton a real apology. I actually thought Sutton was very graceful on the phone. She was like, I want to be friends with you.
Doesn't want drama.
Yeah. She's like, I want you to come on the trip. Let's have a good time. But
I
also
think Kyle told her, you better, first off, Sutton's hosting this trip so she can pull this invite from you as fast as she wants. She won't because she's Sutton and she's a Southern lady. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Right.
I love when Erica's also saying like that kind of no, ma'am. Like she's like deciphering it for us, you know. But
oh, my God. Is this reopening soon? Did you say that before?
No, I think that literally was like an error 404 when I checked a couple months ago. Wait, also something that bothered me about Anna Marie, too. When she shows up, she has Marcellus with her and she brings him over the table and she doesn't even introduce him to anyone. And then she's like, oh my God, yeah, Marcellus, this is everyone, Marcellus. And it's like, okay, the proper thing to do would be like, this is Sutton, this is Garcelle, Erica.
This is my husband.
Like she was so weird about where I'm like, oh, she like thinks she's really cool.
Like where she, we just don't get a good vibe from her.
It's
okay?
Just not good. Again,
I just don't know why they made her a housewife.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have to go that far, guys.
Like, she could have been, like, Elise from New York. Who? Exactly. You know, she was a friend of. That's, like, I also, okay. But I want to go back to also the beginning that cracked me up, too. Sutton's doing Pilates, and Avi's goes, oh, your fire's on. She goes, well, that's how I do hot Pilates. Why it cracks me up so much that she literally has the fire on to make the room hot. And it's like, I love rich people.
I do appreciate like seeing Phoenix too. Like that sassy little girl. Cute. Yeah.
She's going to be the sassiest teen. And then her like walking in the shoes too. I do think Dorit's a really good mom.
Yeah. Like, but really, you know what? It's funny because when I watched this episode, I was like, meh, recapping it. I just had a blast.
I'm not even done.
Oh, okay.
I could talk about this.
What are your like, final points?
I feel like I could just talk about Beverly Hills Forever because I just think it's like there's just
again, I don't know why people aren't liking this season. Whether Kyle is lying to us or not, I love watching this weird dynamic because it's like Kyle is finally like, the veil has been lifted and we are seeing more of like not a perfect family anymore, regardless of like whatever the truth is. I enjoy seeing that. I think this esophagus also, thing is what?
We forgot to talk about Sutton has an MP.
Oh, MP. She's got an ME and an MP. Magic esophagus and a magic puss. Well, so my mom goes, MP, what's that? I go, I hate when I have to answer this for you. I said, it's a magical pussy. She goes, oh, Courtney.
Yeah.
Also, oh, I'm telling you what it is. I didn't make this up.
I did notice Sutton was drinking tea at the event.
Mm-hmm. They all kind
of. That seemed interesting to me. I didn't see her have a drink.
Well, you know, she's.
I just thought it was interesting to point out, you know, they're calling her.
They've all been drinking a lot of tea this season. There was a tea off between Erica and Denise for her. Well, I'm sure. Because, you know, she's dealing with a lot.
She doesn't want to be labeled.
She's like, oh, I took my gabapentin. Can't drink. Hey, Anne-Marie, look at this tea.
I'm having tea, Anne-Marie.
It's just the whole thing. Yeah. And then I thought the apology was awful. She's like, Sutton. And Sutton is really good. She's like, hold on. I'm actually eating. I'm waiting though, because I actually think, okay, I think at the reunion, I'm going to make a prediction. It'll be wrong. I'm mostly wrong in my predictions. Anna Marie is going to throw Kyle under the bus somehow.
Yeah.
Like she's trying to do it with Crystal and it's not going to work. And it's like when she's like, yeah, she called you. I also love in the preview tour, she called you unintelligent and shallow. And Dorit goes, shallow? Like being called stupid didn't bother Dorit, but it was the
that also.
Comment.
I mean, I do believe that Crystal probably told her these things, but it's like once again, yeah, don't tell people these things to their face.
And
like
that is
a private. No, this was a private conversation off camera before they started filming, and she was probably like, "Oh well, these women, they're not that intelligent." Like thinking, like
I feel like she said something like, "Their fights are so stupid. Like these are just such dumb fights. Like everything is shallow and surface level of like what we fight about."
Totally.
Yeah, I don't trust anything that Anne Marie says, considering we've caught her in multiple lies. So I think that there's some way of twisting the truth.
I do think sometimes Crystal lies. Like,
that she told Crystal she was an anesthesiologist?
Yes.
I do too. Yeah. And you know what? Be proud of what you are as a nurse anesthetist. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
You worked hard to get there.
Completely. And we love our nurses.
Yeah,
we love our nurses.
We love it. Honestly, I could keep going. I won't. Okay. I could.
It's time to start the weekend. It's time to have a glass of wine. Don't forget your morning recoveries. morelabs.com/TJG. Use code TJG. 20% off. Always get that going for yourselves. And guys,
always be closing. Always Mary ABC. Always be closing. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.